CliffCentral.com. We haven't really said much about the French elections, have we?
No, not really.
Other than the fact that they're very French and very confusing.
Well, this is it. I mentioned this yesterday to Anthea, and she was even blown away. The fact is, like, these French people are so goddamn different. They always have to be different. They want everything done their way, the French. So they have this election. Instead of just going up, grabbing a ballot paper, they stamp it, make sure that it's official. You know how we do it. And you tick or you cross next to the candidate of the party you're voting for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy. You just drop it in the box and you're done. Maybe they're two voting papers because you're voting provincial and local, or you're voting national, whatever it might be. But that's kind of easy to understand. I don't know why it needs to be complicated. For some reason, and this drives me crazy, the French, I don't know why it even drives me crazy. It makes no sense. The French have these printed cards. It's almost like a visitor's card. And they have 11 piles on the table. And you have to go up, and now you can take anything from two. You're not allowed less than two. You have to take a minimum of two. And you could take all 11 if you want to into the voting booth. Then when you're in the voting booth, you look at all these cards. It's like playing poker. And you go, I would prefer this one or this one, but I can only choose one. And then what you got to do is you got to throw away all the ones that you don't want. Then you put the one that you do. This is, I mean, already this is 20 steps more than everyone else's elections. Then you put the one card of the person that you are voting for into an envelope, which is a word that the French gave us.
Oui.
Oui. Envelope. You close. You close the envelope. You put it in this transparent box. And you make sure you throw away all the other ones. Why? Why print the cards?
Why do they hate trees so much?
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine how many forest acres of Brazil go down every time the French decide to have an election?
Oh, we are going to use paper plus an envelope.
And then some idiot on the other side has to open an envelope every
time. That's what I was thinking, the sheer time.
You know when you have no interest in a sport?
I get that a lot around here.
And you sit there and somebody tries to explain the rules of the sport to you and you think to yourself, well, that's completely not necessary. Like, why so many different rules? Like, for what purpose?
Like cricket.
That's the French election. Why so many hoops for people to jump through and bells and whistles and because, people doing pirouettes?
Because they are French. The French, everything is complicated.
And then you probably find that they're given special envelope openers as well, like election.
The car envelope. Was, listen to this, the car was not invented in France, okay? The automobile was invented not in France.
It was invented not in France.
Specifying
The French go, well, they have decided they will drive on that side of the road, we will drive on this side of the road.
Why?
Totally unnecessary. Well, in old times, when we had two marching armies, in order to not have the armies to crash their spears and lances into each other,
really?
Yeah, this is the actual story. This is the story the French give you. We marched on this side, and they marched on that side. Then our weapons were pointing outward, not inward, otherwise they would have crashed.
Wait, but it's not 1500, you French.
No, wait a minute. So which side do they drive on? Because do they drive on the same side as the Americans or
the opposite
as us?
Side to us.
So same side as Americans.
Same side as the Americans.
And then the only reason that I think the Americans do that is because, of course, there were a lot of French people in America once. You know, the
so you're going to blame it on the French?
Of course it's the French's fault. And think about all the other stupid things they do. Everyone else plays tennis on grass or on concrete.
No, not the French. They must play it on clay. Why?
Because they're French.
And then French cricket? Why must you stand like that?
What? What do you mean? How is it different from cricket?
As a child, for some strange reason, you're forced to play French cricket with your brothers. I don't know
what's French cricket. What? Remind me. It sounds familiar.
It's when you stand facing the person throwing the ball at you, and you can only paddle the bat forwards like this rather than swing it properly like in real cricket.
Okay.
Sounds ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous example, so I didn't even want to talk any further about it. And French bulldogs, it's like a bulldog suddenly went to, like, metrosexual school and lost a lot of weight.
French
and started
bulldogs.
Drinking Chardonnay rather than beer.
What is a French bulldog? I mean, an English bulldog is an uncomfortable-looking animal. My brother has them.
It's a sturdily built dog.
But it's a very uncomfortable-looking animal. But the French bulldog looks like it was made in a... In Le Louvre, exactly.
If a dog were to wear a beret, it would be a French bulldog.
So what? Is it tiny? Is it petite?
Well, just think of a British bulldog, half it in size, make it look like it likes the arts, and that it smokes long-tip cigarettes on a Sunday afternoon.
But you know, don't the French lean on the petite side usually anyway? I mean, they're not fat people in France, right? Or they're very little.
No, they're all smoking cigarettes and chasing after women, so no, not too many fat people. CliffCentral.com